Jesse, Jalas, and Claire Burns are looking for love.
Jesse, Claire, you're beautiful. You're funny. How could you be single? And we said,
things are going well. It's going to be good. We're good?
No such thing as love.
Hello, and welcome to No Such Thing as Love. I'm Claire Burns.
And I'm Jesse Jalas, and you're listening.
Happy Aries season.
Oh, is
yeah.
it air?
Oh. We are in Aries. I mean, I guess last week officially we were as well. But yes, Aries season, which means the most important thing is it's my birthday season.
We all know. No
Thank
one's going to forget.
And then just for those curious, you keep seeing these things like Aries season, Aries season. Just to let you know.
I haven't seen one.
Oh my God. You can see that I have targeted
yes,
messages.
They know.
They know. But Aries is the first sign of the zodiac year. So no big deal. So it is okay. A particularly bright time for beginnings, for new
Perfect.
Projects, new jobs, new relationships. But it's also more broadly a time for thinking boldly.
Oh, wow. I'm just about to get in a relationship. I don't know if I told
and
you that.
Just like I'm just about to lose weight.
Absolutely. It's one and the same.
It's
you know
one
what I
and
mean?
The same. It's good that we know that what's coming.
It's good to know what's coming because yeah. sometimes you literally don't know what's coming.
Yeah, you don't. But then it is nice to know. Now, yeah. This morning, I've had a lot of activity. And that's because I went to get a mammogram and a sonogram. So I've had some hands all over my breasts.
How did that feel?
Really painful.
Good, a little good. Yeah.
But as a reminder, those of appropriate age, get your mammogram.
Get your mammogram. Get felt up. It feels
good.
Get
felt up. It's fun. It's like just a couple seconds for 4 to 6 times holding your breath and wincing in pain. It's fun. Fun.
It's fun to be a woman, and I think we all know that.
I think that's true. Yeah.
All right. Well, you want to hear something really interesting going on in my world?
I'm literally dying to hear.
I'm going to tell you.
Okay.
So I started talking to this guy on Coffee Meets Bagel.
Oh my God. She's back to that
called.
Stupid thing.
I'm only on Coffee Meets Bagel and Hinge.
Okay. Were you on and Bumble not too long ago?
Yeah, I deleted Bumble.
Okay, we're off Bumble. Okay.
And I know that Caitlin, a creative from Bumble, does listen. But here's the thing, Caitlin. No.
No.
It's too much work. It's too much work.
It's a lot. Yeah.
It's I can't strike out that many times and just still have any sort of feeling in my veins. You know what I'm saying?
The actual return on investment is so low on that. Like,
I don't think it's my type of guys on Bumble.
Ah, okay. Yeah.
Okay. I think there's like a, it's not for me.
Right. Okay.
So
is
I
it
thought
like
out,
they're too egotistical?
It's like a conservative vibe, if you ask me.
Yes, I hear
there's
you.
There's like a
I
country club vibe. It's just like not my vibe.
They're less artists.
Less artists, less like. Kind of like if you don't see a collar, it's like rare. You know what I mean?
That's
like
true, that's
everybody's
true, that's
got a
true.
Collar. And I like a V-neck. Does that make sense?
Yeah. You do like, you have said that you've wanted like a guy in finance or an accountant or whatever, but that is maybe too conservative.
I don't mind a button up.
Okay.
It's more like a polo.
Ah, polos.
It's like
polo's a
and it's also
vibe.
Like a button up at work or like
different.
To be like out, but it's like
different.
if you're on a it's too much.
A polo is a whole category by
it's
itself.
A whole category.
Yes.
And this is a hot take and I understand
okay.
that. There are some
yes.
people listening maybe in a polo even right at this
you
moment that are looking down going, "Wait a second. Jesse doesn't like a polo?"
It
it's
looks
just
good
not
on
for
you.
Me.
You know
it
what
looks
I'm
going to
say?
On you,
it
don't
looks great
change.
On you. Never change.
Never
but
change.
A collective of men wearing polos typically
Scares
does
me.
Read more conservative and not of your type.
Yeah, I assume they're going to call out four or something like that. You know, I assume
yes.
we're looking for a golf ball.
They have to go to golf on the way. I was about to say they have
they
to go
have
play
to golf
round
a
round
a tee, whatever.
Golf.
Yeah,
yeah.
It's
okay,
not for
sorry.
me.
not for you. But
so
go
I'm
ahead.
Off of Bumble. So anyhow, Coffee Meets. I think I matched with this guy like years ago.
That's our MO.
This is honestly such a sock. This is a sock. This is like, I don't know what, years ago. Okay.
Okay.
The reason I know this is because when I texted him.
Yes.
This is like, we should all be feel fishy.
Okay.
Okay. Oh, I deleted. Okay. Good for me. I do that sometimes, but it says something like, I think we had talked on the phone in 2018 or 17.
Oh, wow. Hello. Okay.
And I guess he was high or something, or he said something. It was like from the conversation. This is what the last text was, which was me being like, hey, you made me uncomfortable on the phone. I actually don't want to meet up anymore. And he
stop
was like,
it.
He was like, I'm so sorry I did that. I was high, but I respect your wishes. And that was the end of it.
You hush your face.
I know.
Do you remember? Well, first of all, I think it's as an app user, it's inevitable that we reconnect, right?
Absolutely.
Or we run into people we've matched with before. But do you don't remember the specifics, or you remember like how he made you feel uncomfortable?
Well, here's the thing about the timing. I said to myself, Jesse in 2018.
Different Jesse. Hey.
Kind of a little different. Kind of a little prude, some would say.
Interesting. Interesting. Kind he probably of a said little... something sexual.
Right. He and I was very easily offended.
Yes.
By very anything so. Like that, which very I respect so. About myself.
Good for her.
But good for her. And like, who knows?
That's
I just
it.
Was
yeah.
like, I forgive Jesse from 2018. I'm going to forgive this guy from 2018. Yeah. Like, let's just see.
Yeah.
Anyhow, but I haven't been like. I think that made me a little hesitant. And then like, I forget, but it's like, he's not planning, but what he has done, which I find insane, is like, I think on Saturday night, he was like, I've got tickets to see Sebastian, whatever.
Okay.
Do you want to come?
Like like Belle and Sebastian or something?
Like Anywho. A comedian. I think he's a comedian.
Oh, Mariscano or whatever.
Yeah.
Ugh. He invited you to go to a comedy concert is what I'm hearing.
Yeah.
Like Che Diaz.
A lot like Che Diaz.
Wow. That's a commitment.
That's the problem for a first date. Cause I was like, oh, I can't, you know, Saturday I had plans. And then yesterday he was like, I have tickets to a Rangers game. Do you want to come?
Does he like, is he part owner of MSG or something?
Well, I also keep being like, if we could plan in advance, that would be almost incredible for me. I'll never say
he's
yes
asking
to something.
Day of.
Day of.
Okay.
Which also, like, maybe something else fell through. I'm sure I'm a last minute recruit, and I should be.
Yeah.
Because we haven't
you should
met.
Be.
We don't know each other. But then I'm like, am I going to go to like a 3-hour event with a person I literally don't know?
Maybe. It depends.
If the event is cool enough and I have nothing going on,
here's
maybe, but I'm scared.
There's,
yeah.
The best case scenario is what an amazing time. Like
that is
took
the best
a leap.
Case scenario. Yeah.
You win.
And now
this,
I caught a fly ball.
You caught a fly
ball. Is the Rangers, is that football or baseball?
Hockey.
Absolutely. Well, that's the first thing I'd mess up. I'd be like, baseball.
Like, it's awfully cold in here.
Yeah.
So you would have a phenomenal time. You'd get along well. You'd enjoy whatever you're watching. Like, what an ideal scenario, right? But then there's also the worst, where he's...
The worst.
You're uncomfortable.
Trapped. I guess I told myself, Jesse, you can always leave.
You could. You could.
I mean, I could. Let's pretend. I mean, listen.
You could.
If he doesn't offend me, obviously I could also stick it out.
Yeah.
And I could be like, boy, are we buddies.
Yeah.
I see us as buddies. I could really buddy transition him.
Sure.
But... Yeah, I
if
just
he's
like
offensive or something. Yeah, you could.
Then I'm out of there. I don't need
there,
to worry about anything.
No.
I'm out of there if he's offensive. And always remind yourself, ladies, a date is as long as until
you
it's offensive, and then you're out of there.
Yeah,
you don't need to worry about anything. Get your ass out. So
absolutely.
But it just keeps throwing me off, I think, because like I've never
been
gone
to
on a first
event?
Date like that. Yeah,
event
no.
For a first date.
With a stranger. I mean, essentially, I'd be like, hi, are you? You know what I'm saying?
Be like, can you please hold up a flag in this mass
of people?
How will
I find you? Yeah, my God. I've also already told him I'm scared of crowds.
I know. I was about to say, the last place you need to go is an arena.
That's
not for you.
That's the truth. I didn't realize a hockey game I actually probably could handle.
But that's inside.
Yeah, but it's smaller. It's always smaller, I think.
Have you been to Madison Square?
You know what? Is it at Madison? Maybe yeah. I couldn't. That's the problem with me. That's
I'm
really
like, that's
like
a loud.
It's loud.
Place.
I'd be scared for me. Would I bring earplugs? Yeah, I would.
Absolutely.
And that's just like I'm coming in hot date one. You know what I mean? Yeah. Why wouldn't I? But it would be a hot entrance. You
take
know? I know.
Care of yourself. So have you declined the Rangers tickets or are you still considering?
That was for yesterday. So
oh,
I
that
did...
was
yesterday.
Okay. I yeah. see. Okay. So has he proposed another ticketed event?
No, but I'm sure like at 5 today, he'll be like, hey, I've got tickets for it. And I'll be like, what
for
is
this
happening?
Broadway show. Yeah.
Yeah. So I just like, it was an interesting thing. I mean, because I forget, he actually already... He already asked me for another one, which I said no, and then it just keeps happening. I'm like, is this the move?
I mean...
Is this the move? Like, is this kind
listen,
of like what
he's
he does?
He's asked you 3 times to a ticketed event.
Right.
Is the next one the winning one?
If maybe... I kind of wish I could say, like, could we
have
not
you said
make it?
It
the day of? What?
Did you say that?
No.
Could you say that?
Because normally, like, what's been happening recently is, like, he doesn't continue the conversation. I'll be like, I can't. And then it's like, I don't hear from him until it's like, I have more tickets. I'm like,
well, then, listen. Here's the question. Do you actually want to meet up with
him? I don't know.
Why are you turned off by his day of requests? Or are you, what's the... I don't know.
You know, it's like, I actually thought he would not ask me out after on the app we were talking. He's like, I go to concerts all the time. And I was like, ha ha, LOL. That's why I can't go to a concert. I can't do that.
Right.
It's too loud. It's too crowded. I would never do that. You know what I mean? Right. I'm like a stay at home gal. I'm like a diner second date. I'm like a small space, whatever. So I was like, I don't even think
we're
compatible,
not compatible
really. So I was shocked even when it was like, let's grab a drink. Cause I was like, really? I've told you you're a hobby I hate.
Well, here's the thing. He may, that's okay.
He can go by himself.
Yes,
I can't go.
Or with friends or whatever. You don't have to have that shared interest.
I won't.
No,
I
so it's
won't.
Still okay to check it out, even if you don't have the same, you know.
Yeah, I think girls will know what I'm talking about when I say like there are certain guys on dating apps where I'm excited for the date, and I think it has to do with like the kind of questions they ask,
of course,
and like the way the banter's going. Well, and I think when a guy doesn't get to that and is just like, let's meet up, I'm like, is this all about looks? Because like we literally haven't even found a common ground.
Yeah, but at the same time, we're also saying don't dilly dally in the chit chat for too long. Let's go ahead and meet up.
I'm a walking hypocrite, and that's my best quality.
No, I know. Listen, I'm the same way. Yes, I am not as turned off by the let's meet up because I would much rather meet up than go back and forth in the texting
the app. I don't know. It's interesting.
So I don't necessarily think that's immediately a physical. And I think that's an old Jesse statement too.
I think you're right. I can't tell. I wouldn't say we're like vibing really. And so it honestly shocks me every day when I get a request for something. Cause I'm like,
really? Us?
Really? Yeah. Like, oh, I haven't heard from you in a few days. Even like, I didn't hear from him for a few days. And then it was like, do you want to go to this thing? I'm like, hello, who? Hello?
So, okay, well, let's nip this in the bud then, right? So either be like, never mind, I should listen to my 2018 self, or like, hey, I would like to meet up, but I can't really do day off. So maybe we could get drinks on Friday or Saturday or something. I don't know. Like, you throw it out there as opposed to just
waiting.
If you want to, or just like keep saying no. But I don't think that's so passive. I don't think you want to do that.
Right. Because I also feel like then if we do meet in person, it's going to be like, so.
How was the concert and the game?
Yeah, it's like, there's already like a really weird communication pattern.
So you take the reins.
I'll figure it out.
Right?
I don't know.
I mean, it'd be interesting just to meet up.
It could be.
And then you could meet up for a drink before he goes to a concert. And you could be like, that's why I didn't want to see him 4 years ago.
Right.
Or whatever.
Right.
You know?
Yeah. Yeah.
You don't know. But might as well give it a try to schedule some sort of quick and easy meet up and then
see what happens.
Yeah.
Or I'll go to a concert or a game.
Or you could go to a concert or a game.
I don't know sports and I don't know names of sports teams, but you know what? Get me in that arena and I'll cheer for whoever we're cheering for.
You'll be hanging out at Madison Square Garden.
Yeah, my second home.
You'll love MSG. Good
for
you.
I really will. I'm excited for me.
Well, good.
Is anything going on for you?
I do have a date planned.
Ah!
Can you believe? With Talkify. We have finally scheduled for next Monday. I know. I don't know where yet. I don't know any of those details.
Okay.
But it's scheduled.
Great. Do you even know about your date?
Nothing.
Sorry. It's so funny. Talk about going in blind. You're just like,
literally,
hello.
Yeah. Blind. This is blind the person that was nervous about going out back in January.
In person. Okay, got it.
So we know that they are cautious.
Cautious. We know that.
I think it's a woman, but I'm not sure.
Great.
I don't even know that much. So, maybe as we get closer, I'll find out some more information.
I'm sure you'll get details at least the day of.
Maybe.
I mean, yeah, I hope so.
Right?
So how are you feeling about it?
Well, I'm excited. It doesn't feel real yet because it's just like, I know nothing.
Yeah.
She gave me a couple day options and I did choose Monday so that I could talk about it freshly for you all.
Smart.
Isn't that sweet?
I like that.
I'm a giver.
That's really sweet. That's
Thank
a giver.
You. You're welcome.
Do you know if it's drinks or dinner?
No, I don't know.
Okay, she doesn't know. Sorry.
We don't know anything. And that's what I had mentioned before in my conversations with the matchmaker of like what kind of dates I would like.
Yeah.
I do like the idea, like I did with my lady date back in the fall. I like the idea of like sitting at a restaurant, but just getting maybe drinks and an appetizer
Absolutely.
Or something. And then if you want to eat more, you can. But it's a little bit more of a formal versus like sitting at a bar or something.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Like it's a little more intimate that way.
Here's my thing. I saw this. I think I saw a tweet about it and I was like, that is so true for me in New York. I'm like, to watch me eat, we have to have probably already had sex.
You are not a fan of that.
Well, this is the thing. On the first date, food you can't get out of. It's harder. You're like, you're in a booth. You have to wait for the servers. Like,
right.
You can't leave as easily. I like on the first date being like a drink because if I want to go, I can.
Well, I think there's that. I think, again, it's like you're meeting for a drink and then you have the opportunity to get food if you want to continue talking.
I know.
So, like,
and then I have that other theory, which is like, oh, if you want to get dinner, we'll get it another time. Like if I'm meeting you at 7:30 for a drink, I can't come empty stomach.
Empty stomach.
I can't come empty stomach. No, I know. Anytime I presumed, I'm like, oh, we'll probably eat a little bit or get a nosh or
no,
two.
No, no, no.
Literally, there's no food in sight.
You shouldn't go ravenous at all. No, you've got to eat a little something before you go. But I don't even know what time I'm eating.
Right.
It could be six.
That's a big factor, I think.
Yeah.
That's why I try to meet around 7:30. It's like that way I can eat before.
Right.
And I don't have
it
to stress.
It turns out you can eat at any time of day.
Actually, you really can. But I think if you meet at 6, it's a lot harder to avoid like food at some point.
Unless you're done. Like unless you're done. Chat for an
but
hour,
see, that
and then
makes
you're
it
like,
hard
okay.
if the date's going well.
Yeah,
because then it's like, oh, should we get food? And then you're like, oh no, it's like then the person's like, oh, I can't tell if maybe they just don't want it to continue, if they're interested or not. You know,
here's what
I mean. You can say
they tell you to do. Communicate.
Yeah, you'd love that, wouldn't you? I bet you would.
I bet you would. It's so much easier said than done.
I mean,
boy,
I communicate
I know that.
It. I just...
No, it does make it trickier, but I think I have... It's interesting because I have more confidence going into this date because it is like such a official thing.
Yeah,
like when it's...
Date.
Versus like, we're in this weird world of dating in New York. Like, what's that mean? You know, it's like, let's
okay,
get a drink.
I love that voice. I love
casual.
That voice for dating.
We're just like, whatever.
Yeah,
easy
we're
breezy.
Hanging out.
We're hanging out. We're just having a good time.
Yeah.
As opposed to like, I've paid thousands.
Oh, well that, yeah. We're all coming in.
I'm meeting you. And I'm going to tell you whether I want to stay or not.
Wow.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, Claire's in the house.
When money is exchanged, I feel Woo! I have power.
You do, bitch.
I am so much more comfortable when there's a status that is clear.
Okay, that's fucking awesome.
Well, we'll see. I don't know how healthy that is, but I do think, I feel like I have more ownership of what I want to do because this is something that I'm investing in. Right.
This is the reason it's great is because what will translate hopefully is that like it doesn't have to be worthy of your time or worthy of you based on money. Like when you go on a date without money, it can still be the same precedent, which is like I'm showing up.
Exactly.
This needs to be right. So, but it's good
hard,
you're practicing it.
Exactly. It's hard to just make that switch in the more casual place, you know what I mean? So maybe having the practice of like I own this evening however I want it to go, however I that mentality should be across the board, but I just haven't necessarily, because again the host side of me,
right?
So it'll make it easier because it will initially feel more like a professional situation, which is I think I thrive in.
Well, you know, I've been told that I seem corporate on dates.
Yeah.
So you bet
yes.
your ass.
So watch out. You may have a fellow corporate lady. So we'll see. So I'm not that stressed. I'll be anxious. I'll be a little nervous that afternoon. I'm positive.
That's normal. Yeah.
But in a good way. Like I'll be excited about it. But right now it just seems
my favorite
so foreign.
Part. Yeah, is to turn the nerves into like, ooh, what am I going to wear?
Yeah.
Like I try to just go that way and I'm like, ooh, what am I going to wear?
For sure, for sure. And as you remember, I have to notify them. I can't just change last minute because we have to
now
know
that
what
would
we're
be
wearing
hard for me. I'm not gonna
a couple
lie.
Hours before. I know. So that we can identify each other.
That would literally be my biggest weakness because I am notorious for changing last minute.
Yeah. Well, I also don't, I'm not going to put on my outfit hours before I go.
Well, that's the thing.
Right? So it's like you start to put on your outfit and then you're like, oh, I don't like how this fits or I'll try
maybe,
this or whatever.
Maybe you could be like, oh, I'm going to have a green coat on.
Yeah.
You
possibly.
Know, like, especially it's still cold. You could be like, I know what my coat's going to be and that's how I'm going to go come in.
Yeah.
So let's just do that. And that way I don't have to lock my whole outfit.
I'm also a 6-foot redhead with glasses.
Yeah. Tell them
likely.
That. This will help. This will help.
So I don't know how imperative my my outfit is. But nonetheless, so that is next week. Hopefully the weather is nicer by next week because it's cold as hell again.
I know.
Here. I know. So the date has yet to happen. Mm-hmm. I put on my educator hat this week.
What
Thank
else is
you.
New?
Love
Thank that.
Thank you. This is what I'm here for. Now, this is a topic. The topic is non-monogamy.
Yeah.
Okay?
Okay.
We've talked about it briefly here and there, yeah. whatever. We have seen on Field, like a lot of times, yes. it says ENM, which is ethically non-monogamous. So something that I did learn on the, and I'll go through obviously some details, but something that they are, the people in the sex education world are trying to remove the ethical part of that, because that inherently means that something is not ethical.
Correct.
When in fact, monogamy or non-monogamy is great. It's like, yeah. however you want to practice, like not one is not better than the other, whatever. Non-monogamy doesn't mean cheating. It's a whole, you know. So right. anywho, so I took this class. It was through Babeland and Romp. And the sex educator was Rachel Wright. I'll link to her website in the, because she does a lot of workshops. She has a lot of workshops on her website that you can look at for free. So it's really great. So as she was saying, there's no like moral high ground, whatever. She considers it like, look at your relationships as a buffet. Wow. And do you want to try a couple different things, or do you want just one thing? And that's all you're going to have for the rest, right? And there's also like this, we're in this like monogamy normative world. Yes. It's like, did anyone ever ask if you would actually want to try monogamy, or like it's always assumed, similar to like it's always assumed that someone is hetero,
right?
Or as we previously thought of, straight. So there's kind of two different types of monogamy. And monogamy isn't bad either. It's not saying that non-monogamy is better, but it just needs intention. So there's the compulsory monogamy versus the intentional monogamy. So compulsory means the narrative that is fed to us, right? So what we are told is that our purpose is to find our one.
Right.
Everyone needs to be married to one person. Like that's a goal of life. And it's almost as if like no one ever learned. She was talking about this. Rachel Wright was talking about how it was a specific class in her master's program where they finally talked about what non-monogamy was. Like, never is it discussed. It's not even
especially
an option.
As a kid.
No,
I think that's the reason things feel not normal or like bad, different, because of the way things, sex ed, all that is taught to us,
if it's even taught.
Yeah, so.
But I mean, look at the Disney movies. We already know those are problematic with so many of those expectations, but also there's never, it's one person. It's your soulmate. It's your one.
Right.
So non-monogamy is kind of an umbrella term that essentially means when partners consent and agree upon some sort of behavior
or activity outside
or intimacy. So things that could fall under that umbrella are like stranger sex, polyamory, swinging, friends with benefits, relationship anarchy, which essentially just means it can be anything, not just a two-person thing. And also random hookups, right?
What's stranger sex? Is that...
Stranger sex can be like truly meeting up, not talking, having sex, or meeting someone. Like random hookups is a little bit more in between, you know, where...
Okay.
But there's... and some people may define it a little differently, but it's more of like some people on Field could be considered that if you don't have a lot of chit chat, you know?
Okay.
So there was a question that someone had asking if cheating in a monogamous relationship is considered non-monogamy. And while the behavior itself is non-monogamous, it's still considered cheating because it's not agreed upon.
Yeah,
it has to be agreed upon.
Right.
Some people, it's like, if you can't imagine, like, the whole idea of non-monogamy, it's like, oh my gosh, I couldn't imagine loving more than one person or sharing my life with more than one person. You think of friends, right? Is there one friend that fulfills every part? Like, you have so much love to give. Just because you love multiple doesn't mean you love less for someone else, right? So there's so many different types of relationships of that. When thinking about non-monogamy, it's about the and, not the or.
Okay.
So not choosing between, but saying let's love more and more, right? And if you think about what makes your relationship, like if you are in a monogamous relationship,
yeah,
she guarantees
yeah.
that the reason why it's so special is not because you have sole access to their genitals, right? Like,
right.
There's lots of things beyond sex. We just make sex so precious, right? We've made it so taboo and
so precious
in this world. So there's a few misconceptions that she wanted to clear up. And adding more people doesn't mean you're adding more problems. You still have to actively choose your partner or partners every day, right? So misconception one is when switching to a non-monogamous relationship from a monogamous relationship means that there was something wrong with the original or primary relationship. That is not true. That's not the case, because one person may not be able to give you everything. So you may just want to branch out, try different things. Another misconception is that it's only about sex, and that's not necessarily it. But it just has to be in agreement.
Right.
Another misconception is your sexuality determines your relationship design. Like, thinking more people in LGBT relationship or identifies LGBT are in non-monogamous or hetero less so. It's really across the board.
Right.
And then a misconception that I thought was very interesting is that both people don't have to be non-monogamous in a singular duo. So there may be, like, again, it's an agreement. So there may be one person that has maybe a higher libido and wants to have more sex. If the other person is like, actually, I'm fine.
That's a really solid person.
That's a
solid person. Because I will say, if I was with someone who was like, let's be open, I was like, game on. You know what I mean?
Right. Right. I mean, and that's the thing.
But that's me.
All about that communication. But
yeah, and some people are turned on by their partner having sex with other
absolutely.
People.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Yeah.
And it's similar to going back to your favorite sport, golfing.
Golf.
If you think about it, like, if your partner loves to play golf and you hate playing golf, let him go play golf with his friends.
Stop asking
it's
me
fine.
To play golf.
Yeah.
Okay. Go get that out of your system. And when you come back,
do whatever.
Burn the polo. Let's do some art together. Okay. Let's have
polo.
Fun.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then before, if it specifically has to do with libido, it may be more about intimacy and just having more people, you know, that you want to share your life with. But if it is specific to libido, before you jump into a non-monogamous relationship with someone else, or agreeing to, it's recommended, of course, to go to maybe therapy, have a session or two in therapy to make sure that your libido, the person who has a lower libido, isn't because of insecurities or if they want their libido to be different, like maybe there's something there that's preventing them. So get to that core versus like, because it's very possible for people to have different libidos just factually.
Absolutely.
With no issues, no insecurities or no whatever, but just to kind of make sure that that's not the reason.
Yeah.
Because that could exasperate some of those insecurities and cause some issues.
What did all of this make you think of? Like,
It's very interesting. I'll say there's a couple other things here that I want to talk about, but it's interesting because I've always been like, I could never do a non-monogamous relationship because I'm too jealous of a person.
Right.
And then, which you immediately think, okay, too insecure, or, you know, just dealing with so many issues. Right. I'll jump ahead because there was one norm that she was debunking, and that is jealousy.
Okay.
So she was saying that people, the societal norms is that jealousy is a bad thing, right? But it's normal.
Right.
It's healthy if you're a human feeling emotions, right?
Yeah.
There are lots of thoughts and feelings that go into our idea of jealousy. There are feelings of insecurity. There's a fear of loss. Mm-hmm. There's a territoriality. There's an inadequacy, poor self-esteem, and fear of abandonment. So it's not only the insecure, it's like you're losing something.
Yeah.
Which I think is something that really taps into my insecurities and my fears, right?
Yeah.
Is that I'm losing something. Which, as you
I don't know how everybody wouldn't feel that, too.
No, like, I know. But if you're already sensitive to such a thing.
Yeah.
Like, if you've been left, whether it's in, you know, you've had a bad situation or death. One of my favorite topics. That shit can hit a little bit harder, right?
Yeah.
One phrase I think you may like is that jealousy is when we drag tomorrow's rain cloud into today's sunshine. Because it's the anticipation that we're about to lose something that's important to us, or we're, you know.
Yeah. I mean, I guess, I mean, I even remember when I was on field and I was looking for things that are kind of like no strings. It was like, oh, someone who's in a relationship who's looking for outs, you know.
Yeah.
That feels good. But it also, I never was able to do it. Like, I also was like, I don't know if I can. Like, I'm freaked out by it. I just like
meeting up with someone who is non-monogamous in their relationship. Why were you freaked out by it?
I was more like, God, what if I fall in love? It was like, it was more that.
Did you think that with everyone?
No, because that's what I'm saying. I definitely didn't. Because like when I think about an open relationship, which Jesse, again, a few years ago would be like, never.
Yeah.
And now I'm like, okay, maybe. But I think I'd want to be in the relationship. And I want to be like the primary partner who's making a decision to like go outside. I think it's hard to be, for me.
Yeah.
Like. And some people are like, that's the way they are, which then if you're like dating, you're like, is that something I want? I don't know.
Yeah.
So like how much, like what do I do? You know?
Well, it depends on the situation that you're in, right? I mean, I think that is, first of all, you don't know until you really truly think it through and maybe have a discussion with someone that you're in a relationship with of like, do we try or whatever? Again, it's all about communication.
Right, right.
And it's going to, I mean, there are so many societal norms and a pressure of what we understand monogamy to be. And so if there's any sort of, there's going to be people who, a lot of people will be sensitive to the topic if it's brought up, right? And that makes sense. But hopefully you can have an open and honest conversation about like, this doesn't mean I have less love for you. And you know. But that can be delicate for sure.
Yeah. I mean, it's just really interesting to just like ask yourself these questions. And then some of them, like for me, I'm like, it really depends who I'm seeing, you know, like.
Right.
And what I want to do at that time. Like, of course, you're allowed to change your mind, too. Like, absolutely. If you try something, then it's like, I don't want to do it anymore. Yeah. And
there definitely, I mean, I know that I even have made a joke or two before about I had a friend who was in an open relationship, and then she fell in love with the guy that another guy who was also in an open relationship, and they are not open together.
Right.
Like, they're now married and they're not open. They say that they're not opposed to it in the future, but right now, like, they just are with each other.
Right.
And, you know, she had said, I know she wasn't happy in the other relationship. Right. So, like, I laughed about, like, of course that makes sense. First of all, I think I've made jokes with you of, like, this person is very much a relationship person, goes from relationship to relationship. So it was like, well, that's an easy way to get to your next relationship without ever having to be alone.
Totally.
And that's inappropriate. Maybe that was me being a little too snide, but it's like, it doesn't mean, you know, non-monogamy, just as much as monogamy, doesn't mean it's all perfect. It all has to do with the communication and, like, making sure your desire to do it has to do with just the fact that you want more experiences with other people versus, like, there's something not working in your current relationship.
Right.
That's a different animal.
Yeah.
So,
but I think, like, what you just described is, like, the fear of a lot of people, right?
Yeah.
That's the fear going in. It's like, well, what if we open it up and.
Yeah. And then they leave.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, and that is a possibility. I mean, it's but there's also the possibility of it ending because you don't get to explore things, you know, and then you're unhappy. So, boy, relationships, I tell you, right?
It's
so
hard.
A couple other key things. Oh, just to finish up that jealousy comment. She was saying that if you do talk about your jealousy, if you do, like, say, hey, I am jealous about this, you will have a stronger bond than if you never mentioned it, because you're giving your partner an opportunity to
reassure you,
understand and reassure. And then if you are feeling overwhelmed with jealousy, you can do, like, a brain dump in a journal or, like, in a voice memo or something, that just write down everything about the jealousy to get it out. Which we know journaling is good. That's therapy is all about as well.
Right.
But then one easy way to help your emotions at the time is ask what you need to feel at least 1% better.
What a gorgeous statement.
Right? Like, just a little bit. Statement. We're not changing the world, but, like, what do I need?
Yeah.
And I think that could be really said across the board anytime you're feeling down.
And I'm sure it would help to just connect with the partner, too.
Yeah. No, well, that, too. But if you want to kind of work through it a little bit, as we know, sometimes we need to just, like,
talk through it, vent.
Yeah. Like, and make it a little bit more clear to ourselves what you're feeling and what the fear is.
Wild.
Yeah. Another norm that we need to remove is that you can't be attracted to anyone else. If you're in love with someone, it's like, okay, you may be married or partnered, but you're not dead.
Right.
And it, like, try to make that the norm of being like, oh my gosh, they're so hot or they're so beautiful or whatever. Like, that's not taking away from who you think that you think I'm hot. But again, that comes down to some insecurities and fears. Another misconception of this is the one penis policy. And that's when polygamy masquerades as polyamory. So, like, one man is okay with his wife being with other women, but not other men.
Yeah.
Like, I'm the only penis you can be with. Like, that's an ownership. That's a.
I mean, it's.
That gets very tricky, which, again, I guess polygamy is some people, that's fine. But nonetheless, that's not the same thing as polyamory.
Okay. Right.
And then something to, as I've mentioned a couple times, there are rules versus agreements. Rules are above people and they attempt to control and they discourage dialogue. So when you talk about opening up a relationship or just non-monogamy in general, it should be about an agreement between two people, because that encourages autonomy and encourages dialogue. So again, it's not about necessarily setting rules. It's just those. Okay. So the last little thing I'll talk about are the questions that you can ask yourself if you're curious.
Wow. Okay.
Okay. There's a whole other, she was like, I have a whole other thing on if you want to actually try non-monogamy or like how to do that. This is more about like the misconceptions and the understanding of it. But if you are curious, ask these questions. One, have you ever felt romantic love for more than one person at a time?
Uh-huh.
Do I believe in soulmates or having just one true love?
Okay.
How do I define commitment?
Hmm.
And what do I want in my sexual life or romantic life? Have I ever thought about more than one? And then if yes, what degree of closeness do you want or expect from the people that you're interested in?
Right. It's funny because we laughed about this because I said it's funny because in a way I've only practiced non-monogamy. I'm like, yeah, but Jesse, like, even if like finding someone that you even just want to commit to and like be in a relationship
well that's
with,
our
and then
first
it's
step.
Like let me right I'm like I don't I for me I don't know if I need to worry about
well you did
opening
make,
anything up because
well you were laughing at me when I told you because
I was
my number one favorite person in the world my astrologer Rachel Lang she has told me numerous times on different readings because of my chart. No big deal. Aries season. Here I am.
Yeah.
That a normal like I use normal in quotes, the heteronormative monogamous relationship may not be good for me. And that's what scares me about it. That I should look into all options, non-monogamy being one of the main ones. And so I was mentioning that to you and you said, that's hilarious.
Well, I said, well, in order to be in multiple relationships or an open one, you would need
you
to
need one.
Be in one,
one,
right? Or go on a date. I mean, it's all sounds great, but like we're but a little ahead of ourselves, aren't we?
Yes, absolutely. Okay, and then just another two questions and then I'll be done. Have you ever felt the desire to explore yourself more sexually or intimately, more freely?
I do think that's a great and a really important thing to do that I had never given myself the opportunity to do. And it changed my whole perspective.
This past year, just being more sexually free.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It takes the power away from sex, which I think it really can have a big hold over a lot of people.
There's so much power in that. And it has ruined many a people.
Yeah.
Or made their lives so much more difficult.
Yeah.
Ours included. And then, of course, the last question, which is something that we've already mentioned, but I'm going to reiterate. If you're in a relationship, is your desire for others coming from dissatisfaction or a lack of happiness in your current relationship? So, again, some people, listen, my friend found great love when she opened up her relationship and started dating someone in an open relationship. So,
who knows?
Who fucking knows? But it is, I think before I was like, absolutely, there's no way I could ever do it. I'm too jealous. I could never. But now I'm like, what? Like, if I
I'm like, well, there'd have to be someone to be jealous of.
I know.
So, I mean, yeah, it's good to just try not to even have like preconceived any sort of
and the judgment that like, they're lesser than or they're weird because they're not doing the escalator of a relationship, like you meet you date, you marry, you have kids, and that's it,
right.
So I think we are all understanding that relationships don't have to be this thing that we were told they're supposed to be.
Yeah, totally.
Which is lovely, isn't it?
It's wild. It's lovely and it's wild. I'm
lovely
excited
and wild
to get in one, you know?
Right? Can't
Won't
wait.
That be great? Can't wait.
Guys, it's going to be great when that happens.
I know.
Right? One day.
Yeah.
Listen, I got my hot date Monday. Who knows? Could
Who
you
knows?
Imagine? Could
Open
you
it up
imagine?
That. Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
All right. Well, you've got a date. Come at least one date this week.
Yeah. I have one tonight.
You may go to a ticketed event later this
week. I might go to a game. Who knows? Who literally knows?
Knows. In the meantime, the question remains. Do we think that love is out there? I don't think we know.
And maybe we don't know what it looks like either.
I love that.
Yet. We'll figure it out as we go.
What is it? What's love?
What is it? Really, though?
No, honestly. Please tell us.